Hey, Big Lenny Vallis, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Very good. So, I guess, you know, the main question on my mind for Len Vallis is, you know, you've heard about the Tour de Ski, you've seen the Tour de Ski, you've watched it, but you never skied it. And now you've completed your first Tour de Ski.
Yeah.
So, you know, what's it feel like? I mean, you and Jesse Diggins and Nolan Hoffman are three skiers that have never done it before, I think, right?
Yeah, so it's harder than I thought it was going to be. I thought those couple rest days would be enough to kind of recover fully, but it was tough for sure. But I was just excited to be on this trip with these other three guys and traveling around on the bus. So I had so much fun, and it was hard. Like, bus 4 days, but the rest days really they did take their toll. But I really enjoyed it, and I hope I can next year.
Sure. Well, as they say, it builds character, right?
Yeah.
So the final stage up Alps Irmis, you know, give it. You've seen it, but you never skied it. So, you know, tell us what you think of that final stage.
It was a door getting up there. It was steep. It's just as steep as they say it is, 35%, and It was really hard, but that's my speed today. I couldn't go any faster, I couldn't go any slower. I just keep moving. It was going through my head, and yeah, the top showed up after a little while, and it wasn't a great move, but I'm just happy to finish the tour, and I'm really glad I forced myself to finish off that climb. I knew it wasn't going to be amazing, but I gave it my best shot, and that's all I can do this year. So I'm happy, and with Ivan finishing top 10 there is unbelievable. Devin finally, he had a good day, and I'm really happy for those two. And Alex would have skied fast too, but he had his leg issue, and we're all just happy right now with the whole tour, and we're all in a good mood.
Absolutely. Well, you had two podiums, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good start. Yeah. Good start to the season for you, and I guess you're feeding off all the good energy around you from the guys doing sprint and distance. That's great to see. What would you compare if you could compare anything to Alps Irmis? Is there anything like you're from Toronto, so there aren't that many hills around here, but
no.
But you know, is there anything you skied that comes even close to Irmis?
No, it's not even close. Like, I skied all over Canada and quite a few places in the States, and there's nothing that it. You're just going up a downhill ski run. That's what it is, with a couple switch, like lots of switchbacks, and it's brutal. It's brutal. Like it's like torture, but it's kind of an interesting way to end the tour. Everybody's just in a good mood at the top. They don't, like, going up the hill, you don't really care what place you're going to end up. You don't care about anything. You just want to.
Yeah,
it's an interesting feeling. It's you don't care if you're 30th, 50th,
yeah.
And like you have your speed and you hold it, and it's a cool atmosphere at the top. Everybody's just, all the stress is gone, and everyone's in a good mood up there.
Yeah, well, Ivan was saying that they put in a few more switchbacks so to make it a little easier, but that's about the only thing I guess you can do on a climb like that.
Yeah, you get a couple seconds where you just kind of stand up and take one breath, and then you got to turn and do it again. So it makes it easier for sure. I even felt that as my first time up.
Well, listen, Len, congratulations on a superb debut at the Tour de Ski, and we want to wish you all the best with the rest of the season.